Hi, this is Dr. Lincoln Pave, and patient last name is CHACON. Again, CHACON. First name is DALIA. Date of visit is January 30th of 2024. Next paragraph. A patient tells me that she was involved in a traumatic brain injury. Her study was in June 25, 2009. Her subpatient was in Iraq. Her subpatient was driving a truck. Her patient tells me that there was a motor vehicle accident. She was hit first up, and then she hit the left side of the head against the windshield first up. Patient immediately lost consciousness for a few minutes first up. When she woke up, she felt dazed, disoriented. First up, patient also severe head pain. First up, patient was disoriented. First up, patient feel significant nausea first up. First up, a patient tells me that the headache remained after that. A patient tells me that she continued on her deployment. Next paragraph, a patient now has significant headaches, dizziness, nausea, soreness in the head. The headache is progressively getting worse. A patient now suffer from migraines. A patient is ringing in the ears. A patient also has depression symptoms, anxiety. A patient feel frustrated. A patient get confused easily. A patient has chronic fatigue, mood changes. A patient also memory loss. A patient has brain fog. A patient has difficulty to process new information. Patient seeing her doctor. Patient's was given meclizine for dizziness, naproxen, ibuprofen for the soreness. Patient also given diazepam for the anxiety and Qulipta for migraines. Patient also seen polytrauma clinic at the VA. Patient also seen mental health therapy and seen psychiatrist. The next paragraph, patient tells me that she's currently not working. She tells me that she's not able to work because of this. Next paragraph, opinion that a patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. A patient on June 25, 2009, in Iraq, was driving a motor vehicle. A patient was hit on the motor vehicle. A patient got in a car accident. The left side of her head hit the windshield. A patient immediate loss of consciousness. When she woke up, a patient confused, disoriented, felt dazed out, disoriented. A patient also severe head pain. Since the incident, patient have significant headaches. Patient have headaches every day almost. Patient has dizziness, nausea, and ringing in the ears, and soreness in the head. But these are all common signs and symptoms suggestive of a traumatic brain injury. This marks the unification. Next patient, last name is Hoffman, HOFFMANN. First name is Denise. Date of visit is January 30th of 2014. Next paragraph. A patient tells me that she was involved in traumatic brain injury. But the first traumatic brain injury was in 1972. A patient was assaulted by her boyfriend. But she tells me that her boyfriend in 1972 grabbed her neck, hit her, and a patient tells me that she was hit against the windshield. Patient did not lose consciousness. However, a patient felt groggy. But this happens in Georgia. Patient did not lose consciousness. Patient did not go to the hospital. Next paragraph, in 1973, patient was assaulted by her husband. A patient tells me that her husband was abusive. The husband used the fist and hit her head. She tells me that she got hit many times. Patient had the dizziness symptoms after after she got hit. She tells me that she got laceration in the head and she was bleeding. Denies any loss of consciousness. Next paragraph, a patient currently having significant insomnia symptoms. Patient has frequent headaches. Patient has light sensitivity. Patient has difficulty to understand languages. Patient has difficulty to understand questions. She speaks very slowly. She has been diagnosed with bipolar disorder, PTSD, and depression, according to the patient. Next paragraph, patient is currently not working. Patient The next paragraph, it is my opinion that the patient did not sustain traumatic brain injury. First up, the description she's telling me are not likely severe enough to cause traumatic brain injury. First up, her current symptoms of insomnia, headaches, language difficulties, likely related to her underlying psychiatric illnesses such as bipolar disorder, PTSD, and depression. First up, there's some oxide denotation.